accept greetings in the marketplaces, seats of honor in synagogue, and places of honor at banquets. They devour the houses of widows and as a pretext recite lengthy prayers. They will receive a very severe condemnation. He sat down opposite the treasury and observed how the crowd put money into the treasury. Many rich people put in large sums. A poor widow also came and put in two small coins worth a few cents. Calling his disciples to himself, he said to them, "Amen, I say to you, this poor widow put in more than all the other contributors to the treasury, for they have all contributed from their surplus wealth, but she, from her poverty, has contributed all she had, her whole livelihood." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Shortly after the marriage, a young married couple started arguing over who should make the coffee. Being a good Catholic woman, the wife went to the Bible for their answer. She said that the Bible specifically stated that men should be the ones to make the coffee. Puzzled, the husband asked where in the Bible it is stated. Very confidently, the wife opened up her Bible and said, "It is right here, Hebrews." Hebrews. Today's second reading from the letter to the Hebrews points out the fact that Jesus has paid the supreme price for our sins with his blood. Let us try to do our part by living good and generous lives. First reading from the book of Kings and the Gospel from the Gospel of St. Mark is about two women who are separated by 7 centuries. Though they lived almost 7 centuries apart, they are joined together by their faith, sacrifice, generosity, and love, the 4 cornerstones of virtuous people. The first lesson we can learn from the Gospel is you don't have to be wealthy in order to give or help the people. The example of the poor widow illustrates this. There are those who say, "I will give when I become rich, or win the lottery, or when I receive my retirement pension." The second lesson that the Lord teaches us is that our giving is more meaningful and meritorious when it is accompanied by some sacrifice or pain. Our complaint is, we don't have enough to give. Have you ever met a person who felt that he or she had enough? No matter how poor or rich, a person never feels that he or she has enough. Maybe a just little bit more, you know? Just a little bit more here, a little bit more there, but never enough. Oftentimes, we don't know the meaning of the word enough. How many pairs of shoes are enough? How many cell phones, bags, dresses are enough? How many bottles of beer are enough? Money, how much is enough? Mother Teresa says, "Reduce your needs to the minimum so that you have something to give. Let us not look at what we have now and what we have. No one will ever admit that he or she is rich. Even the richest person tells life is very hard. It is true, life is very hard these days. Gasoline price is very high. Food is very expensive. But let us not look only at what we have done, but what the Lord has given us." And you know, this diocese even before my coming here. And when our mission coordinator knew that I am assigned here, he asked me to do it. And that's why I'm doing it now. I'm a Franciscan missionary belonging to the Order of the Missionaries of St. Francis de Sales. MSFS is our short name, so you will see MSFS after my name. That means Missionaries of St. Francis de Sales. Our order was founded in Annecy, France in 1838, following the spirit and spirituality of St. Francis de Sales. Joyful holiness, confident optimism, profound humility, firm gentleness, cheerful availability and hospitality. The first missionaries of our order arrived in India in 1845, and we are now globally present in 33 countries with more than 1,500 priests, and we are around 85 priests working in different parts of the United States of America. 85 priests are here in this country. And I am a priest for 22 years. Do I look so? And I serve the Philippine mission of our order most of my life. I still remember in 2002, after my ordination, my provincial superior asked me to go to Philippines just for 5 years. And you know, 5 years became 19 years. Our first Filipino priest was ordained in 2014. And at present, we already have 10 priests, 10 Filipino priests, and 37 seminarians in various stages of formation. And frequently, we are not able to accept all the candidates who request entry into our order due to the lack of resources for their formation. And it is an area that we need the help and support of generous people. And we know the church requires more and more priests. And I consider it as a wonderful God-given opportunity to share with you about our order, knocking at the doors of your generous hearts. And Father Brian asked me to let you know, no information was given about this mission appeal. And if you are not ready, if you are not prepared to give, you can also contribute by next Sunday, you know. Just put the name of title, mission appeal. So if you are not ready, because no information was given to you. And I would like to conclude with a story. Walking along the street in Russia during a famine, the great writer Leo Tolstoy met a beggar. Tolstoy searched in his pocket to look for something he could give. However, there was none. He had earlier given away all his money. In his pity, he reached out, took the beggar in his arms, embraced him, kissed him on his hollow cheeks, and said, "Don't be angry with me, my brother. I have nothing to give." Immediately, tears flowed from the beggar's eyes as he said, "But you embraced me. You kissed me. You called me your brother.